When you're in doubt and when you're in danger, take a look all around and I'll be there. I'm sorry, but I'm just thinking of the right words to say.
I promise you.
I know they don't sound the way I planned them to be. But if you wait around a while, you know what to do. I'm gonna always be there. Sometimes if I shout, it's not what's intended. These words just come out with no cross to bear.
I'm sorry, but I'm just thinking of the right words. I know they don't sound the way I planned them to be.
Promise.
But if you wait around a while, I'll make you fall for me. I promise you. I'm sorry, but I'm just thinking of the right words to say.
Promise.
I know they don't sound the way I planned them to be.
Promise.
And if I had to walk the world, I'd make you fall for me. I promise you.
Five seven CMW 80s 90s more McKay in the morning along with you. Always a learning experience for you. Always here to help you out any way I can. And I want you to know something. Give me about 8 minutes, because if you cut someone off in traffic, even if it's by accident, you may anger the vehicle behind you that you do it to even more if this is on your car. Okay? Stay close. I'm going to tell you about it. All right? Don't go anywhere.
It's been a while since I could hold my head up high. And it's been a while since I first saw you. And it's been a while since I can stand on my own two feet again. And it's been a while since I could call you. Consequences that are rendered. I stretched myself beyond my means. It's been a while since I can say that I wasn't addicted, and it's been a while since I can say I love myself. Disappear when I'm with you. And could. Looking myself straight, and it's been a while since I said I'm sorry. And it's been a while since I've seen the way the candles light your face. And it's been a while, but I can still remember just said I'm sorry.
This is 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
There's Ace of Base, The Sign, 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. It's Mike along with you. All right, keep this in mind. If you have one of these on your vehicles and maybe you accidentally cut someone else off in traffic or something like that, according to researchers, there's a higher probability that that person will become hostile with you if you have a political bumper sticker on your vehicle. In other words, if you, let's say you cut somebody off in traffic and you have a "I love my doggy" bumper sticker. They're probably not going to get quite as upset, but according to these researchers and insiders, because things are so politically charged now, if you cut someone off in traffic and they feel differently about what your political bumper sticker says, it may lend them to be more hostile or road ragey towards you. So keep that in mind if you're thinking about throwing a political bumper sticker on your vehicle. As a matter of fact, just recently, I was just shocked. Nothing happened. It wasn't like a road rage thing or anything like that. But this truck drove by me, and it had a Clinton Gore bumper sticker on it. And when did they run last time? Was it 96, 95, something like that? 95? That 30 years ago. That bumper sticker, though, I have to admit, actually looked a lot better than the vehicle it was on then. It's amazingly held up very well for as old as that bumper's. Matter of fact, that bumper sticker looked like it held out. I think it's held up better than Bill and Al have, to be honest with you.
Colfax to Cornell, we're your home for the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Get your call.
It's Bobby Brown, Every Little Step, 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, more. I hope that you have our free Civic Media app on your smartphone. You can use it to listen to us anywhere, anytime. Don't forget, too, you can use it to talk back to us. There's that microphone icon on there. If you click that, you've got up to 60 seconds. You can voice a little message to us and then press send, and it automatically comes right to us. And who knows, you might end up on the radio. I would love to hear from you. You know, what you doing this morning? What you up to? Let me know. All right. Same with the text message. That's on there. You can also access our website and you can email us through it too. So go get that free Civic Media app. It's an app that you'll actually use. Here's Blondie.
CFW.
A singer in a smoky room, the smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on.
Five, seven, CMW, 80s, 90s, and more. Finally, Friday, Mike McKay along with you. All right, let's do our remake rewind for this morning, shall we? Before we get to the remake, let's rewind. And we're going to rewind back to 1961. And this singer, Wayne Cochran, he writes this song and he released it, but it didn't do anything. Nobody played it. And then a year later, in 1962, he re-recorded it and released it again. But unfortunately, No one played it. Now, 2 years later, it's 1964. The song is re-recorded again and released. This time it goes to number two on the charts, but not by Wayne Cochran, by J. Frank Wilson and the Cavaliers.
Where can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me. She's gone to heaven, so I got to be good, so I can see my baby when I leave this world.
Okay, now to the remake. So it's 1997, and singer Eddie Vedder of the rock group Pearl Jam, he's shopping around at an antique mall in Seattle, and he comes across a 45 record. He brings it home, and he listens to it, and he thinks, this is one of the greatest songs I've ever heard. He loves it. He tells his bandmates, we're going to start doing this song on tour, which they did in 1998. And then in 1999, they decided to actually record it and release it as a single, where it went to number four on Billboard, making it the highest charting song for Pearl Jam with their remake of Last Kiss.
Far.
up with Mike McKay in the morning.
CFW.
Seven CMW 80s, 90s, more. There goes Tina Turner. Better be good to me. It's Mike McKay along with you. Do you know relatives or maybe people that you know that it seemed like as they got older, they got shorter or at least seemed that way? It's true. Researchers say that we lose 1 to 3 inches of height as we get older. Some of it has to do with posture and things like that, but our spine actually starts to compress into ourselves. And once we hit 60, it starts to happen even more and more. So getting older is awesome, isn't it? There's nothing better than shrinking, you know, feeling pain just because you went to sleep, you know, stuff like that.
We'll be right back.
Chippewa Falls wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
Mornings with Mike McKay, powered by Chippewa Valley Outdoors, home of the lightest campers in the Chippewa Valley. Check them out at ChippewaValleyOutdoors.com. Chippewa Valley Outdoors is home of the lightest campers in the Chippewa Valley. You can save thousands on remaining minor hail damage units. New campers as low as $14,995 and used starting just $3,495. They service all makes and models and have the lowest labor rates in the area. Located on Highway 53 off Melby Street, mention you heard this ad and receive an additional $250 off your camper purchase. Check them out at ChippewaValleyOutdoors.com.
Economy Furniture in Chippewa Falls is something that you've got to see. The biggest selection for miles around, two jam-packed floors of quality. At Economy, you don't have to wait for a sale. It can be yours immediately. Everyday low prices on the best brand names, and we finance it interest-free. Furnishing the Chippewa Valley since 1950. Economy Furniture's for me.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Morning, Zoe. Got donuts.
Jeff Bridges, why are you still living above our garage?
Well, I dig the mattress, and I want to be in a T-Mobile commercial like you. Teach me, Sildana.
Oh, no, I'm not really prepared. I couldn't possibly.
At T-Mobile, get the new iPhone 17 Pro on them. It's designed to be the most powerful iPhone yet and has the ultimate pro camera system.
Wow, impressive. Let me try. T-Mobile is the best place to get iPhone 17 Pro because they've got the best network.
Nice, Jeffrey.
You heard them. T-Mobile is the best place to get the new iPhone 17 Pro on us with eligible trade-in in any condition.
So, what are we having for lunch?
Dude, my work here is done.
With 24 monthly bill credits on experience beyond for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Credits ended, balance due, fee payoff earlier, cancel. Finance agreement, iPhone 17 Pro, 256 gigs, $1,099.99, and new line minimum $100 plus a month plan without a pay plus taxes and fees required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data 1H2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging hunters to share their passion for the sport with the next generation during this year's Youth Deer Hunt. The annual event will be held on Saturday and Sunday, offering hunters 15 and younger the chance to learn hunting techniques in a less crowded environment than the traditional 9-day gun deer hunt season. Youth hunters will be eligible to hunt under a mentor's supervision. Mentors must be at least 18 years old, have a current license, and have completed a hunter education course. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is still seeking input from residents on proposed rule changes for ATV and UTV riders. At a public hearing last week, DNR officials said the administrative code hasn't been updated in over a decade despite frequent changes to ATV and UTV statutes. The proposed changes aim to improve safety for riders, including measures to require seatbelt usage and improving visibility through windshields. Residents can provide public comments on the proposed administrative code changes through October 14th. The Free Clinic of Pierce and St. Croix Counties is inviting area residents to their annual fall fundraiser on Sunday. The yearly Harvest in Hope event will take place on Sunday from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at Forestville Vines in River Falls. The event will feature live entertainment with a local musician and a silent auction. The proceeds raised at the event will directly support the organization's no-cost medical care, lab, and pharmacy support services. Tickets for the event and additional information are available on the Free Clinic of Pierce and St. Croix Counties website. A pair of Dunn County organizations are inviting area residents to an event this weekend seeking to raise awareness about domestic violence for both people and pets. The Bridge to Hope and Dunn County Humane Society will host the Walk for Paws event on Sunday at the Rossbach Museum. The event will feature food trucks, community booths, raffles, and a Stuff the Truck donation drive. Registration for the event will open at noon on Sunday, running $10 for individuals and $25 for families, and the walkathon will officially kick off at 1 p.m. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather. It is going to be mostly sunny today, another beautiful fall day with a high in the low to mid 60s here this afternoon. Tonight, clear, we'll drop into the upper 30s to near 40. Then tomorrow, more of the same, lots of sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
CFW.
Five, seven, CFW, 80s, 90s, more. It's Mike McKay along with you. Fine, I will let the music play. And as we jump into the 8 o'clock hour, I have some interesting news for vegans and vegetarians out there. A new type of food that will be available to you, plant-based. I'll tell you about it in a little while. All right, stay close.
Limit, and to me this will do. I'm a friend you have seen.
1057 CFW.
Five, seven, CFW, 80s, 90s, more. McKay in the morning along with you. All right, ponder this over, and then once we jump into the 8 o'clock hour, I'll let you know what it is. About 3,000 Americans end up in the emergency room every year because of this particular item. A lot of people use them. I don't know if they use them as much now. Maybe they use them more now than they used to. I don't know. But anyway, you wouldn't think of it being that dangerous, but apparently it is. So, 3,000 Americans, on average, end up in the emergency room every year because of this particular item. I'll let you know what it is in a little while, right here on 105.7 CFW.
Told me several times.
Home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW FM and WCFW HD1 Chippewa Falls.